It's time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Your Wiki Corner today, by the way, brought to you by Top to Bottom for your home improvement project. All you need is one company, Top to Bottom. They've been doing it all for more than 30 years, including repairing leaky roofs, rotted wood, chimney repair and masonry, mold and odor control, and a whole lot more. Call John at Top to Bottom, 338-9865. That's 338-9865. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, there was some sad news this morning that Harry Belafonte died today.
Very sad.
At the age of 96.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's a life and a half right there.
Wow. Yeah. So as arguably the most successful Caribbean-American pop star of his time, he popularized Jamaican folk songs, which was marketed as Trinbagonian calypso musical style.
You make it sound just so natural.
Yes.
Going right off your, what was it again? One more time.
Trinbagonian,
okay.
Calypso, musical style,
yeah.
With an international audience in the 1950s. Belafonte was born in Harlem, and from 1932 to 1940, he lived with one of his grandmothers in her native country of Jamaica. He dropped out of high school and enlisted in the U.S. Navy in 1944. In the 1940s, he was working as a janitor's assistant when a tenant gave him, as a gratuity, two tickets to the theater.
Oh.
And he fell in love with the art form and also became friends with Sidney Poitier.
Just like that.
Yeah.
Just like that.
He eventually studied acting at a workshop attended by classmates like Marlon Brando, Tony Curtis, and Bea Arthur.
What? I'm sorry.
Bea Arthur. Mm-hmm.
Who are the other two?
Marlon Brando and Tony Curtis.
And then just
and
Bea
Harry
Arthur.
And Harry Belafonte.
And then Bea Arthur.
Yeah.
What a weird... Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Bea Arthur, yeah, I mean, sure, of course.
So Belafonte started his career in music as a club singer in New York to pay for his acting classes.
Okay.
He launched his recording career as a pop singer in 1949, but quickly developed a keen interest in folk music, learning material through the Library of Congress's American Folk Song Archives.
Wow.
Belafonte's first widely released single, which went on to become his signature audience participation song in virtually all of his live performances, was called Matilda, and that was recorded in April of 1953. His breakthrough album, Calypso, in 1956, was the first million-selling LP by a single artist.
Oh, wow. Wow.
The
really?
Album introduced American audiences to calypso music, which had originated in Trinidad and Tobago in the early 19th century, and Belafonte was dubbed the King of Calypso. Admirers of Belafonte included a young Bob Dylan.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I am
who
surprised.
Debuted on record in the early 60s by playing harmonica on Belafonte's song Midnight Special.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Belafonte starred in numerous films and on Broadway. He won a Tony Award for his acting on Broadway and was the first African-American to win an Emmy Award for his 1959 variety show.
Wow.
He performed sold-out concerts globally through the 1950s to the 2000s.
Jeez.
And his final film appearance was in Spike Lee's Academy Award-winning Black Klansman in 2018 as an elderly civil rights pioneer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So Belafonte considered the actor, singer, and activist Paul Robeson a mentor, and he was a close confidant and trusted friend of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. during the civil rights movement of the 1950s and 60s.
Oh.
In 1963, he helped organize the Freedom March on Washington, where King delivered his I Have a Dream speech.
Wow.
And throughout his career, Belafonte was an advocate for many political and humanitarian causes, like the anti-apartheid movement and USA for Africa. In 1985, he helped organize the Grammy Award-winning song We Are the World.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And from 1987 until his death, he was a UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he won three Grammy Awards, including a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award. In 1989, he received the Kennedy Center Honors. He was awarded the National Medal of Arts in 1994. And in 2022,
jeez,
he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in the Early Influence category and was the oldest living person to have received the honor.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
What a life, yeah.
And today, April 25th, Belafonte died from congestive heart failure at his home on the Upper West Side of Manhattan at the age of 96.
Very sad, but a life well lived.
Yes,
holy cow.
Sure.
You picked out a record to go along with Harry Belafonte, did you?
Yeah, so we're going to play his song, Jump in the Line.
Ah, yes. And I think this is a hard one to sit still during, you know?
It is.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Well, get up, dance around. Harry Belafonte. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Just ends like that. Harry Belafonte and Jump in the Line. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Because we were talking about how Harry Belafonte because he passed away today at the age of 96.
Very sad. An amazing life, though. Amazing career. And that song is so much fun. You cannot listen to that song quietly, I don't think.
No. Got to turn it up.
We certainly didn't.
Yep.
Okay. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. Harry Belafonte's album, Calypso, was the first million-selling LP by a solo artist.
He started his music career by paying for acting.
What?
No, hang on. You messed me up.
We're both having problems
with
you.
This. He started his music career to pay for acting classes.
And he was a close confidant and trusted friend of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. during the Civil Rights Movement.
There you go. Honestly, associated with so many amazing historical moments.
Yeah.
Harry Belafonte. Wow. Folks want to learn more about Mr. Belafonte. Where do they go, Sarah? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my Wiki blog.
Yes.
If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
And check it out for sure. Harry Belafonte and Bed Bath & Beyond. Two adjacent days on the Wiki Corner. You never know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
Back tomorrow, fresh episode. 410?
That's right.
Looking forward to it. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Traffic on the way with Ed Smith and the forecast, too, on Legends 102.7.